So, a horse named Keanu.
Mm-hmm.
Willem Dafoe plays a farmer called Farmer Animals.
Farmer animals.
I'm
Got it.
Farmer Animals! And welcome to my farm! He says that at the camera, directly at the camera with his head not moving at all. And that's how the movie starts. It's really close up. In HD, you can see every pore on his face. He's sweating profusely and he's red, where he's like red faced, where he's just screaming it. I'm Farmer Animals! And welcome to my farm!
Wow.
The camera pulls back from it, so it's like a big reveal. The camera pulls back and shows the world's biggest farm. It's got cows, it's got sheep, it has got
Whoa.
water slides with just ducks and chickens on rubber pool floats just going around. It's like the most awesome farm in the world. Every year, Farmer Animals selects one of his animals to take part in the America's Best Animal Show.
Sounds good.
Hell yeah, he.
Like Charlotte's Web, kinda? Like the pig contest with Wilbur?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Mm.
But far better.
Okay.
So he picks, like, his most amazing animal. Like, the year before, he had a chimpanzee, which doesn't even belong on a farm. So
Nah.
he won a trophy for that. The year before, he had a rooster that went to space, built
A
its own
what duck?
rocket. A rooster,
Oh, rooster.
it went to
Okay.
space.
Sounds great. The chimpanzee just won the contest on the farm, but the rooster went into space.
Yeah, the rooster went into space, and how do you top that? You have a chimpanzee because they are funny.
There aren't a lot of good comedy shows.
Yeah, and
SpongeBob Link was a good show. Yeah.
this was the one that did the PG Tips ads in the UK, so this was a good chimp. How is he going to top it? How am I going to top it this year? I don't know. A horse gives birth on Christmas Eve, and it's Keanu Reeves.
Just a human man, just a
It's Keanu Reeves naked on all fours. And Willem Dafoe looks and says, it's the best horse I ever saw.
it's not a baby, it's not a horse man, it's just a
A
full
fawn.
grown middle-aged man.
It's Keanu Reeves. Obviously not Keanu Reeves, the Keanu Reeves. It's a horse played by Keanu Reeves. He's on all fours, he's eating grass, he's bollock naked. I might give him some underpants. Just to be tasteful for the kids.
Sure.
It's eating grass. And Willem Dafoe points it and says, you will be my best animal. And then he looks directly at the camera and goes, he's wagging his tongue and shaking his finger and going, hey kids, wanna die? Like that. And that carries on for about 15 minutes, and the scene very slowly fades to black. So slow that you don't even know it's doing it until the scene's like over. So what do you think of that for the first scene?
Well, anytime you ask someone if they want to die, it's gold. I mean, that's the best question ever, isn't it?
Well, I
'Cause you
think
just say no, usually, right?
I want this film to be remembered. You brought up Babe. No, you brought up Charlotte's Web, but let's talk about Babe. That had
Babe's good too.
the famous line, that'll do pig.
Oh
Classic.
sure.
That'll do pig.
My yeah, Jack Bauer's dad said that.
In The Goonies, you had that famous line, truffle shuffle.
Oh, you sure.
We grew up watching these films,
Yes,
and they
they
imprinted themselves on our memories as children. So the new generation, I've got a child in this house. I want something for him to remember and talk about. So I think that moment when the kids were lined up watching the next Disney film, that
Is
moment.
it a Disney film?
Yeah, it's a kids' film. That moment when the orc-faced man looked at the camera and said, "Hey, kids, wanna die?" In 3D, and at that moment, like, using CGI, his eyes, like, pop out. One huge eye pops out of the out of Willem Dafoe's forehead. It comes out in 3D, like the eye of Sauron, and just looks over the crowd and goes, "Hey, kids, wanna die?" Wow.
And then, it is pretty intimidating. Yeah.
And then Willem Dafoe opens his mouth, and fingers, so other human fingers, come out of his mouth and, like, grab the side of his cheek and widen it really, like, hugely wide. Covering the whole screen, so it's just this huge mouth. And then Willem Dafoe's head, using stop motion, like claymation, because it's creepier, like Peter Gabriel's music video for Sledgehammer, one of those of Willem Dafoe, like, come up from the esophagus and goes, "Hey, kids, wanna die screaming?" Like that.
Wow. That would be, wouldn't it? That would be so that.
That so much would, of that. It absolutely would.
Yeah.
So a whole lot of that.
He's just talking to the audience. He's breaking the fourth wall.
At that point, the screen goes black. Because the kids at this point, I assume, will be, like, applauding at the special effects. So for about, I want to give them 10 minutes for the kids to just settle. Over what they've seen. So for 10 minutes, the screen will be completely black and there'll just be the faint sound of bells tolling in the distance.
Whoa. Wow.
Just to give the kids some breathing room because of what they've seen. I mean, they've just seen A, Willem Dafoe dressed as a farmer. B, Keanu Reeves in his underpants. C, a stop-motion head asking them if they want to die screaming. So that's three awesome things. That's too much for a child's mind. That's like caffeine for the brain.
It's going to take some time to process.
Yeah, you got to let them rest.
So anyway, the bells get louder and louder and louder and louder and start to be accompanied by the sounds of a baby crying. And then the screen just flashes white, fades from white, and it's back at the farm. And Willem Dafoe is just toiling in the fields, just with a hoe, the actual garden implement. Not what rappers call women. He's hoeing in the field, just going, "I'm hoeing in the field because I'm a farmer, don't forget." The horse is in the background, Keanu Reeves just, like, stomping in the mud in his underpants, just stomping around. And the camera, like, focuses on him and he just looks at the camera and goes, "Horse." And then he just goes back to stomping in the mud. At this point, the rival farmer, the bad farmer, Sludgeworth Q Capitalism.
That's his name?
Yeah.
It's
a him. It's played by Danny DeVito.
I was hoping so.
Damn right. He's got a big cigar, like a giant cigar that needs to be propped up by with a Pablo... a Salvador Dali-esque crutch. It's just propping up the cigar, and that's being held by one of the kids who was in that fucked up movie Gummo. He's holding the cigar up like that and he just waddles in and goes, "Hey, Willem Dafoe." He stopped calling him farmer animals. "I'm Sludgeworth the farmer. I'm an evil capitalist. And I like jerking off in a pile of money. And I'm gonna win the best animal of America contest this year with my animal, Feast Your Eyes." And Willem Dafoe is confident. He holds onto his britches and says, "I don't think you're gonna beat my animal."
They're so abrasive, both of them. Just a gravelly, angry, always angry
It's called passion. When you're a Hollywood actor and you're angry, loud, obnoxious, you break things, you hit women, it's called passion.
Yeah, you're an artist.
You're an artist. You care Expressing about yourself. Your work. You're just you care so much about the fans, and that's why you killed that person. So Willem Dafoe says, yes. You know, I don't think you'll beat me. I got a horse named Keanu. And Keanu looks up and goes, oh. And then Danny DeVito goes, yeah, well, take a look at what I got. A pig named Vin Diesel. And Vin Diesel comes in his underpants, in a G-string, I think, crawling on all fours. And he looks at the camera and goes, oink, oink.
What is wrong with Keanu and Vin? These are men who can talk with words normally.
Not when they're playing animals.
They just say, well, it's like Keanu's like a Pokemon who just says what type he is. He just says horse, right?
No, sometimes he goes,
and Vin Diesel just says, oink, oink?
He goes, oink, oink, because that's how Vin Diesel acts.
He is kind of marvelous.
Every now and then he might go, Riddick, Riddick, Riddick.
I could have sworn I've heard him be like, now's the time to go get it done, or something like that. Want to drive? Doesn't he say that?
Don't know who he was fucking with. I can't. And then Willem Dafoe goes, that's not very impressive. And Danny DeVito says, yeah, well, look what else he can do. And at that point, Vin Diesel gets, like, rears up on his hind legs. And by that
point, he was on all fours at this time?
They're both on all fours, him and Keanu.
They're horses, Jonathan.
Horses
come
and pigs.
On.
I'm sorry.
We've got to make this believable. We got to keep this within the realm of believability.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
It would shatter the illusion for the kids if they were just walking around as bipeds. So anyway, Vin Diesel rears.
And for another thing, I can't believe that you would think that actors of the caliber of Keanu Reeves and Vin Diesel wouldn't insist that this role be played on all fours.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're not even getting allowed in. All right. Yeah, sure.
They'd be. When I spoke to Vin Diesel on the phone, he said, well, I've been doing this on all fours. And I went, of course you will, love. So anyway, at Sludgeworth's beckoning, Vin Diesel rears up on his hind legs, which means he's just kind of on his knees, and starts rubbing his chest. Like he leans backward, and he's rubbing his chest up and down with his eyes closed and his head rolled back. Just like Christina Aguilera in that Dirty video. And then two fine, thin sprays of milk jettison from his nipples. And Danny DeVito rubs his hands and says, you see that white gold? That's normally what cows do, and I got a pig that does it. And Willem Dafoe goes, ha, 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 you think that's impressive? Look what my horse can do. He bounds over to where Keanu Reeves is, gets on his back. So Keanu Reeves is on all fours. Willem Dafoe is, like, riding him, legs straddling him, and goes, do your thing, a horse named Keanu! At that point, Keanu Reeves gets a massive erection. It's so big, his penis hits the dirt, the ground, sticks in it, but it keeps on growing, so it's like a big leg stick stilt, and like a pole just lifts Keanu and Willem Dafoe up into the air. And it's pixelated, it's turned out so the kids can still watch. It lifts
I thought the underwear was just stretching like the Incredible Hulk.
No. It at this point his pants are gone. We don't explain where they went. But we pixelated his like anus and his penis and testicles.
So you wouldn't get grossed out.
So it's still tasteful.
Keeps the kids safe from, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to distribute porn to minors. I just want them to know what they're seeing.
But not details.
Yeah, I will look at the camera and say, just to be sure, that is his penis. Just so the kids know. So anyway, the penis is lifting them both up. It's just growing out, like straight out and down. A, like, rigid, long, consistent pole, like a bean pole. And
is it expanding in width too, or is it just very long and skinny?
It's just long and respectively thin. And it lifts them both up while Willem Dafoe takes off his cowboy hat and goes, yee-haw! And it goes upwards and upwards and upwards out of the Earth's atmosphere while while Sludgeworth is looking up and he like spits out his cigar and goes, well, I never. And then looks
he's
at the
impressed
camera.
With this.
Yeah, and he looks at the camera and says, I also know it's his penis.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
With a giant cigar. Yeah. Yeah, and it's a pretty gay movie. It's a pretty man and younger, more attractive, naked other man being.
We're not trying to be political here.
There's a lot of. It feels like there's some stuff.
Are you worried that there would be issues with families and so forth not, you know, being interested or even protesting in some way a film that's so focused on male on male on male on male action?
I'm not worried about it. It's pretty subtle.
Like I said, it's not. I mean, I'm not politicizing this film at all because that's got no place in a kid's film. So anyway, Willem Dafoe winks at the camera and says, "Don't forget to vote Democrat." And as Keanu and Willem bust through Earth's atmosphere and head toward the sun at a rapid pace, it gets
the sun. That's dangerous.
It gets hotter and hotter. And Willem Dafoe says, time to say hello to the sun! Vote Democrat. He starts catching fire. Willem Dafoe catches on fire, as does Keanu. Willem Dafoe looks at the camera again as his flesh is just melting at this point. The flesh is melting off the bone. And his eyes burst. And his tongue, like, is this huge fiery lash. And he just looks at the camera and says, hey, kids! I'll skull fuck your mothers in hell! And then he burns up to ash and it's nothing. And then Danny DeVito, like, it fades to black and then a text comes up that says 15 years later. And it's focused on Danny DeVito on a podium saying, and I honor my friend who truly did have the best animal of all time, farmer animals. And puts a medal, like a rosette. That dog's annoying as fuck.
She screwed up your podcast idea.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
The audience is full of dogs.
Sorry, I'm laughing at my dog.
The dogs are clapping, barking, as Danny DeVito pins a rosette onto the chest of Willem Dafoe, and the audience full of dogs applauds and claps and barks, and then the credits roll while playing Stars and Stripes.
Sorry about my dog.
That's all right. They gave the atmosphere, the background noise for the dog audience.
How loud was the dog on your end?
Incredibly loud, Jonathan. I'm mildly contemptuous of the dog now.
There
you go.
Take a picture of she pooped in your bed.
I'm holding her nose closed now and petting her, trying to get her to calm down.
Just put some elastic in her mouth.
Yes, because I know that, you know, being muzzled really always relaxes me.
Well, Jim Sterling, he was telling a story and the puppy got mad.
So anyway, that was my movie pitch. What do you think of it?
I liked it a lot. I am disturbed by it, but again, it's less disturbing overall to me this week.
Yeah, I like that one too.
I feel mildly contented.
I thought it was time to scale it back because we went a bit too far into gross out territory. It's time to scale it back. Just dial it.
Yeah, why not?
Jesus Christ! I just realized something.
What?
We actually haven't talked about video games at all.
No.
Just hit me.
Almost an hour. Yeah, so many ideas.
Gex was mentioned.
Gex was mentioned, and Zynga was used for the purposes of a throwaway joke. But we actually... Fuck. That's bad by our standards.
It's okay.
I was picturing
the soundtrack to your movie that whole time. Did you have a soundtrack? Before we talk about video games.
I think played on constant loop in the background, almost inaudibly, is the theme tune for Malcolm in the Middle.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Because I was picturing, like, Up, Up, and Away in My Beautiful Balloon for the expanding penis joyride to the sun part. You know that song?
No.
I'll look it up later. That's okay. That's the only idea I had. I had a Willem Dafoe idea while I was sleeping, and I can't remember what it was other than he was, like, traveling around and saying to people, like, get a load of this shit! But people loved him. I remember he was like a... Maybe he was a motivational speaker, but that's all he said.
Get a load. If he had an actual plate of cooked shit. Like, holding it like a waiter would hold it. And anytime someone reaches for it, he slaps their hand and goes, no, greedy!
Yeah. Yeah, it speaks to where my head is at lately. Just poop. Poop, poop, poop.